Good afternoon. We'll pick up where this is where Brett left off. Let me just read some more. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, but you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. And whenever a woman is in travail, she has sorrow, because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she remembers the anguish no more, for the joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too now have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your sorrow away from you. In that day, you will, let me read the way, it may be written in your Bible, but let me read the way that it should be. In that day, you will question me no more. It's not you ask me questions, but you will question me no more. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. These things I've spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will speak no more to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly of the Father. In that day," he's talking about Pentecost, when he goes to the Father, when the Holy Spirit's poured out. "In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will request the Father on your behalf. The Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed, and I have come forth from the Father. I came forth from the Father and have come to the world. I am leaving the world again and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Lo, now you are speaking plainly and are not using a figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you've come from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming and already will come. For you will be scattered, each one who's on home, to leave me alone, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take good courage. I've overcome the world." This he said over in chapter 14. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy will be made full." Throughout the whole Upper Room Discourse, these chapters here, this conversation, if we had time, if it was a Sunday morning, we had more time, or Wednesday night, we could look at more of the stuff. But what he says again and again, when I go to the Father in that day, and he says things like, "You will behold me no more, but then you'll see me." And he says, I'm going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm going to come be in you. And so there's just contradictory terms that Jesus uses, because it sounds like, and they remember the starting in chapter 14, is Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled, because I say I go away." So their heart's troubled because they believe Jesus is going away. But Jesus is reassuring them again and again that the Father, when he goes to the Father, is going to pour out the Holy Spirit. And though you won't behold me, you will see me. Because I've been with you, when the Holy Spirit comes, I will be in you. There's a difference. It's a different kind of seeing. It's one thing to be with, but it's a different thing to see. Because once he's in you, you're seeing through his eyes. That's the whole point. And on three different occasions, he talks about their joy. And then he says, "My joy is going to be in you, and your joy is going to be made full." And then he talks about it in the verses in chapter 16. He said, "You're going to ask things in my name, and the Father's going to do them, and it'll make your joy full." And then towards the end of the chapter, he said, "In the world you have tribulation, but in me you'll have peace." Now, all that is to say this. And I never saw this before. As many times I've been in these chapters, is it because they were troubled, because things weren't happening the way they thought it was going to happen? Jesus is going to go to the cross. This verse 23 really struck out. "In that day, when the Holy Spirit comes live in you, you will question me no more." Because what were they doing? They were questioning him. Brett and I were talking earlier about how easy it is for any of us to complain about things. We have to understand that when we complain about stuff, we're questioning him. The enemy's deceived us into a conversation where we're questioning the goodness of God. We're questioning this life that now we've been joined to, this life of Christ who's ordering our steps. And he says these things that are so cool to me, that even though you're experiencing sorrow, once I come to live in you by the Holy Spirit, you're going to have my joy. And then he says, and no one takes that joy away from you. You see, our source of joy daily isn't based on circumstances. It's not based on other people's behavior. It is the joy of the Lord himself that is our strength. When you're questioning him, and when we complain about things, when we question him, we do the why thing, there's no joy in that. But Jesus promised that there'd be a joy that we would experience in him, and that joy no one could ever take away. Because the whole point of Christ coming to live in us by the Holy Spirit is so that we see him, see through him, see from him everything the way he sees. And when you do, you never question him again. Now, the challenge of that is that we're growing in the Lord, right? So there's this transformation process. What's horrible is for a believer to not understand this, and they live a life of misery and constant complaint and constant questioning. And whenever they do things like, well, I don't know why that person keeps doing this or doing that, they're questioning, they're in Christ now. They're now involved, they're now grafted into his life. This is now part of his story. He's not questioning them. He's not irritated with them. He's not frustrated with them. He's loving them. He wants to bless them. He's honored to be involved in the circumference of their life in that moment, not wanting to get away from them, not to hide from them. That's the Christian life God's called us to live, that we don't live our days questioning things. You know, I was supposed to go to the beach to be with my sister, who I haven't gotten to spend a lot of time with in a while. And they had a condo. It was a free deal. I was going to get to go and stay for free and just for a few days. I had the strangest sense, though, leading up to the trip, that I wasn't going to get to go, but I really wanted to go. And then I got this whole pneumonia thing. Boy, isn't that the devil? I'll tell you this again and again. I believe there's a devil. I just don't believe in him. So I won't get in conversations with him, and he's not sovereign. But I could have gotten disappointed. There's no joy in disappointment. Or I could believe. Says that if you believe, you will not be disappointed. You can't do both at the same time. And so instead of being disappointed, now I've done it before. I know how to do that. Instead, Jesus said, I will now see him, the one who lives in me. And getting to see him and how he responds and simply surrendering to that in childlike faith is the most amazing thing. Because the disciples said in verse 30, once they understood what Jesus was saying, now we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. Do I believe that? Do I believe that the one who lives in me knows all things? I do. Therefore, I don't have to. I can rest in the fact that he does. I don't have to question him because he has all the answers. He is the answer. He's the truth. He's the truth about everything. Yeah, I've said this before in recent months. I find myself no longer looking for answers. Because whenever I look for answers, I always end up in a conversation with the enemy. I just want to know the truth. And the truth is Jesus. So whatever it is you're going through, what is the truth about Jesus in that situation? When you live in that, then that joy that is his, no one can take it away from you. We can give it up, but even the enemy can't take it away from you. But we can offer it up. We can surrender it up. How? By questioning him. And the Holy Spirit's job is to make him so real in us that he becomes our great reality. And we won't waste time questioning him. And we can instead experience the joy made full in us that Jesus came to make full in us. No perfect day can make you joyful. No perfect relationship, and there are none. Jesus is him and his joy in us that makes our joyful. And just simply doing the tour of experiencing the life that he lives through us, knowing that he knows all things. And not only that, Jesus said, and my peace I give you. Oh, when I'm not questioning him and just surrendering to the one who is always rejoicing, who sees things I can't see and who knows things I don't know, and even things that seem to be really bad, he knows, has eternal value, work out in terms of all things working out to the counsel of his will. Instead of questioning him, he said, when I'll have his peace too. Because he's at peace about everything. There's not one situation that you're going through that Jesus doesn't have peace about. And that's just part of the interior life. It's just amazing. So I know I'm rambling, but I haven't been able to talk for a few days. And so I've been hanging out with the Lord. So I have a lot of, I need to just go get a chair and sit at the mall and talk to anybody who'll come by about what I'm learning. Amen? There's so much more there. We'll look at it next week, God willing. All righty. Well, Father, we thank you for your truth that is Jesus. Lord, cause our spirits to hear this, that the Christ who is with us and who lives in us is the truth about every situation, not the enemy, but Jesus is. Not our feelings, but Jesus is. And nothing that we ever experience or no behavior that other people act out in front of us changes the truth about who you are in us, Jesus. We bless you. We praise you.